Put up some PDX desert encoded today's date is 02/15/2025. Dictation is for Miss Tanya Newby. Newby spells N-E-W-B-Y. Tanya spells T-O-N-Y-A. Date of birth is 09/16/1964. This is a 60-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Miss Tanya has a history of hypertension, diabetes type 2. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill? She states, since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient indicated that she has been on metformin and it is not working for sugar. She was prescribed, she says she received a prescription for Ozempic, which was declined by the insurance period. She said the reason for decline is that she does not have labs to reflect her A1C, and today is here for that lab period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 SAT is 96% of primary blood pressure, 144/91, pulse 95, respiration 8/16, temperature 97.8. Pre-nest paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Pre-nest paragraph, respiratory, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, no use of accessory muscles. Pre-nest paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Pre-nest paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Pre-nest paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding. Pre-nest paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 3 times normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and effect and normal. Previous paragraph assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2. Assessment number 2 is hypertension. Next paragraph, today we did labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, A1C, and vitamin D. Patient was offered ultrasound to assess her organ systems, namely kidneys, liver. Has these medications she's about to take could affect these organs, period. She says she has to be back at work and she will come back another day to have these studies done. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Her medication refill is Ozempic, 2/3 mL, 0.25 milligrams SC weekly for 90 days. End of dictation.